The Catholic Church will soon have a Latino-majority congregation. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brett Hendrickson, associate professor of religious studies at Lafayette College, looks to understand more of the culture and heritage of these churchgoers.
The Santuario de Chimayo, in the village of Chimayo, in northern New Mexico, is the most visited site of Catholic pilgrimage in the United States. Besides being a signal example of adobe church architecture, what makes the Santuario unique is the hole in the floor of one of its side chapels. For over 200 years, the faithful have traveled to the Santuario to gather the dirt from this hole for its alleged healing properties. The pilgrimage to gather blessed dirt is a hallmark of the place, and today over 300,000 pilgrims, tourists, and others visit the church and its grounds every year. Approximately 30,000 alone come walking through the New Mexican high desert to the Santuario on Good Friday as an act of devotion. My research at the Santuario, both in historical archives and through fieldwork at the site, reveals an essential chapter in North American religious history. That history is one of ongoing debate and sometimes tension among the traditions of Hispanic devotees, the local and national priorities of the U.S. Catholic Church, and the desires of thousands of tourists to New Mexico's cultural and natural treasures. Moreover, demographic changes in the United States ensure that Latinos will play an increasingly important role in the religious and cultural life of the entire nation. In fact, many surveys indicate that the U.S. Catholic Church will soon be majority Latino in makeup. And so, excavating the history of places like the Santuario in New Mexico provides us with a crucial new vantage point for understanding who we are as an immigrant nation of believers.
That was Brett Hendrickson of Lafayette College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.